by taking Metamucil.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas City Council committee will consider a resolution this evening that would designate the city as a sanctuary for people seeking or providing gender-affirming care. This even as the state's attorney general is proposing new resolutions on the procedures for adults and children. The resolution was proposed by LGBTQ advocates in Kansas City. And farmers in Kansas are facing tough choices due to a severe drought.
Clay Scott, a longtime farmer in Ulysses, says he can't remember a time as dry as this.
You know, I think we went 250 days last year with less than an inch of rain. This is our third year of drought, so we're kind of getting used to this in a sad way.
Scott predicts he'll lose about 95% of his wheat crop this year and is limited to planting Milo due to a lack of water. Despite the harsh conditions, Scott is not giving up on growing and harvesting crops. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Revenue announced that total tax collections for April of 2023 were $1.3 billion, and that's $30.1 million below the estimate, and the total tax collections were down 14.7% from April of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $593.5 million, that's $76 million below the estimate, and $425.3 million below what was collected in April of 2022. Part of the decrease in the individual income tax receipts is attributable to having two fewer processing days after the April 18th due date than in April of 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $354.2 million, $50.2 million more than the month's estimate, and 150.4% more than in April of last year. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burghardt said the lower individual income tax receipts and higher corporate income tax receipts reflect the impact of the SALT Parity Act, which allows owners of pass-through entities to elect to have the pass-through income taxed at the entity level rather than at the entity owner level. Combined sales and compensating use tax receipts were $308.6 million, which is $2.2 million below the estimate and down $1.4 million from April of 2022. And the continued impact of reducing the food sales tax can be seen in the year-over-year decrease in the combined sales and compensating use tax collections. A new program aimed at helping Kansas communities that lack high-speed internet, the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC program, will provide $30 million in competitive funding opportunities to build the infrastructure needed for more homes and businesses to access broadband. The goal of the LINC program is to reduce the cost of internet service, increase its availability, and improve its performance for users. LINC will provide opportunities for increased adoption of the internet by focusing on funding for broadband infrastructure, enabling in-user locations with expanded megabytes per second speeds, internet exchange point facilities to improve the overall internet access service quality for all Kansans, and middle mile infrastructure to reduce overall costs in delivering broadband to in-users. Lieutenant Governor and Commerce Secretary David Tolan said this new program helps to deliver on their promise to connect all Kansans. As robust broadband becomes even more critical for attracting new businesses and workers to the state. Entities eligible to apply for the LINC program include internet service providers, political subdivisions, tribal governments, cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations. Projects in higher-cost rural areas are eligible for greater public matches to encourage providers to build out otherwise financially unviable areas. Projects submitted to the Capital Projects Funds Program can be considered for these awards. The Kansas Office of Broadband has been holding meetings across the state to solicit feedback for its five-year broadband access strategic plan, and listening sessions across the state have highlighted the need for continued investment in broadband. More information about the LINK program is available at kansascommerce.gov/link. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 131, which is bipartisan legislation that expands the state's health care workforce and improves Kansans' access to care. The bill streamlines the process for therapists, psychologists, social workers, and others to obtain and maintain licenses from the Behavioral Sciences Regulatory Board, and it expands who can administer influenza and other vaccines to Kansans over a certain age. The bill also allows the State Board of Healing Arts to set up a process by which sports medicine professionals licensed outside of Kansas can practice in the state during certain sporting events. Senator Jeff Pittman of Leavenworth stated that this bill puts in place a critical process allowing team doctors and other healthcare providers for competitive sports teams to practice while visiting Kansas, and this ensures that players are safe and have continuous care while traveling, and gives yet another reason for professional teams to visit Kansas. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to data published in 2021 by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, workers in agriculture experienced one of the highest fatal injury rates in the nation, averaging 20 deaths per 100,000 workers, and the rate in this field was nearly five times the fatal injury average nationwide. The Fort Hays State University Department of Agriculture is working to prepare the next generation of agriculture professionals to reverse the rate of injuries and fatalities in the field. Fort Hays State University was the first university in the nation to implement Safety Made Simple, an online and on-demand agriculture safety program. This program features a variety of specific areas of safety focus, including the danger of grain dust explosions, avoiding heat stress, preventing falls from machines and structures, treating and handling livestock, and safely operating all-terrain vehicles. Safety Made Simple is the brainchild of Chuck Pierre, an experienced agriculture risk management professional who created the program in response to international clients' requests to make his training accessible to employees in a 24-hour on-demand format. Since its inception, more than 1 million courses have been completed. Fort Hays State University agriculture professor Dr. Brittany Howell led the effort to implement Safety Made Simple in her department, as she is a firm believer in the value of the Safety Made Simple model. And Dr. Howell's students, many of whom grew up on farms in rural Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma, were quick to embrace the program. To learn more about the Department of Agriculture at Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu/agriculture. Recently, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 66, which is a bipartisan bill that allows Kansas to join the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact, making it easier for educators within the multi-state agreement to move to and work in Kansas. And the bill also expands scholarship opportunities for Kansans studying to become teachers. Governor Kelly said teacher shortages have been a challenge across the country, but it's been particularly tough on Kansas' rural communities. So this bill addresses the teacher shortage here in Kansas by helping to fill vacancies with qualified educators who want to move to our state. She said that's good for the students, for our rural communities, and for our growing economy. In addition to Senate Bill 66, Governor Kelly also signed Senate Bill 123, which will grow Kansas's educator workforce by expanding the Promise Scholarship Program to students pursuing degrees in elementary and secondary education. This bill also creates the Adult Learner Grant Act, a grant for adult learners pursuing certain fields of study, and it creates an incentive program for schools to support students pursuing careers in technical education and allows veterans and their families to qualify for in-state tuition. The Kansas Department of Transportation has resumed work on the reconstruction of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties. The crews are completing final surfacing and shoulder work on the 6 miles between the K-23 junction in Sheridan County and the K-383 junction in Decatur County. Pavement markings and rumble strips will also be installed. Traffic will be reduced to one lane during construction and directed through the work zone by flaggers and a pilot car, and delays of up to 15 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed in early June, weather permitting. Memorial services for Norma Wegener, 99 of Norton, will be held on Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. As many farms and ag businesses across the U.S. struggle with labor shortages, one ag leader continues to push lawmakers on Capitol Hill to pass legislation that could offer a solution. We hear more from C.J. Miller.
Labor has quickly taken over as the number one challenge facing cooperatives and farmers.
And that's Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. 2 years ago, the U.S. House passed a bill that would have expanded the length of time that immigrant workers with H-2A visas are allowed to stay and work in the U.S. However, the Senate version of that bill failed to pass late last year, which also killed the corresponding House bill.
It didn't fail because of anything of substance. It failed because of controversy over border issues and just sort of the whole immigration space, not particularly targeted at farm labor. But we were sort of caught up in all of that. So we're going to be continuing to look for the opportunity when maybe that controversy is settled down a little bit and gives us the opportunity to come in and fix this H-2A program.
Connor says he's concerned that ongoing farm labor shortages will hurt the country's ag economy.
You know, there aren't very many dairy barns in America today that can operate strictly on family labor. If you're having to hire virtually any labor today, about the only option for you is to look potentially at foreign labor coming in. And with the current challenges that we face in the H-2A program, for many, that's just not an option.
He says the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives are continuing to push your lawmakers on Capitol Hill to revisit and pass legislation to expand the H-2A visa work program.
For all practical purposes, CJ, it is the only solution for co-ops, the only solution for farmers going forward.
That was CJ Miller reporting, and you are listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. More severe thunderstorms possible across parts of our state this afternoon and for most of Kansas tomorrow. We have another strong low pressure system developing near the panhandles and plenty of moist air available coming in from the Gulf Coast. This afternoon, it looks like the severe weather will be in our western high plains with large hail, damaging wind, and a few tornadoes possible. Low pressure and a stationary frontal boundary combined with favorable wind shear and pretty steep lapse rates will keep some thunderstorms going into this evening. Elsewhere, just scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, but by tomorrow, most of Kansas will get another round of rain as that low further develops near the panhandle. On the map heading into this afternoon, a stationary front is still over the central plains, warm and humid air south of the front. Low pressure is over eastern Colorado, and we have a dry line running down into the Texas panhandle. Thunderstorms will be developing this afternoon. Some of those could be severe with damaging wind, large hail, and some tornadoes possible. We'll see further development of that low by late afternoon with the continued possibility of severe weather, mainly in the western counties, and scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere. Not much of a change during the overnight hours, except for more moist air moving in from the Gulf Coast, and that'll play a part in Thursday's weather. Showers and thunderstorms to start the day with that frontal boundary still in place. Another round of severe weather will be possible through tomorrow afternoon. Large hail, damaging wind, and this afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the low 80s with mid-50s overnight. Low to mid-80s north-central, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Mid-80s for the northeast counties and low 60s overnight. Mid to upper 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid-50s. South-central, mid-80s for today, low 60s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-80s southeast, and tonight, low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and...
hairstyles? Or maybe you miss all the hair you had in the 80s.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.